Jeffrey's sat in his bedroom. He's got poor posture. He's staring into his computer screen and he's trying to figure out which business model he should get into. He starts an agency, but then like most people, he makes no money. He tries YouTube because he wants to be like the sexy guy in the bathrobe that he keeps seeing, but he doesn't really feel comfortable on camera. It makes him kind of cringe and he worries if his parents might end up watching his videos. And so he's back to square one, not knowing how he can make money online and become the entrepreneur that he wants to become. And it's only then that one of Jeffrey's friends, Jerby asks Jeffrey where he got that water bottle from. And Jeffrey just casually says, yeah, it's from Amazon. I'll send you the link that I bought it from. Jeffrey quickly goes onto the Amazon affiliates page, gets the affiliate link for the water bottle, sends it to his friend Jerby, and Jerby actually buys it through the link. Jeffrey has just made his first $1.16 online. Fast forward 3 years, after carrying on that momentum, Jeffrey's in Thailand in a beautiful cafe. Beautiful sunset outside. He opens up his laptop. He goes onto Stripe. And there's a cool 10K in the monthly income. He's enjoying the digital nomad freedom that he's always wanted. And it was all from an interesting business model that he didn't actually know much about. When I worked in a homeless shelter, I would do night shifts. So imagine here's me in the middle of the night. I'm talking 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. In this, essentially this house where these homeless guys would get put in from the council, and that I'd be sat in like the locked basement underneath with like, you know, the gated doors and everything. And the idea was you just kind of like sit there for your shift, the 8 hours. Sometimes I'd do a 16-hour shift. I'm not even joking. I've done 16-hour shifts through the night. And you just kind of sit there, you kill time, you fall asleep a little bit, you wake up. And when the homeless guys want to get through the main door, they just press the little buzzer, you open up the, like, the phone thing, and they're just supposed to like tell you their name. After a little while, like, you know, you begin to recognize, oh yeah, this guy's got a limp, he went out. They go out at 4 a.m., and this is a side note, but you know, this, it's a very interesting story about these homeless guys who used to stay in this shelter that I used to work in. They would have like this ringleader where 2, 3, 4 a.m., one guy would get out of his bedroom and with speed, out of nowhere. So I'm looking at the CCTV, kind of sleepy and stuff. And out of nowhere, one guy gets out of his bedroom and with speed, walking across all of the corridors, banging on each door. Within seconds, each door opens. Every guy's dressed and ready to go. 10 homeless guys literally leave all at once outside of the building. They're outside. Here's me in the basement right here, like 5 meters away, locked underneath. I see literally 10 guys stood outside on the CCTV. They're all just sat, like, you know, talking, whatever, chatting, smoking. Again, the same ringleader guy, and he was younger than all of them. He was literally 19 years old. He walks off, everyone follows him. Okay, sweet, you know, I've got a few minutes, that, you know, they've went, I'm making some tea, whatever. You probably won't believe me. Every single time they would come back, what do you think I saw them with? These 10 homeless guys go out at 4 a.m. Do you think they came back empty-handed? Why do you think they went out at that time? They would genuinely, they left just like them, like, you know, not visually carrying anything. They would genuinely, every single night, come back with like 3 bikes holding like big computer monitors. One's holding a laptop like this, just like playing with it and shit. Literally like whatever the fuck they're holding, maybe like a games console or something. I'm not even taking the piss. They'd walk in like ants that are carrying like, you know, the recent food that they've caught. Just like boom, boom, boom. There was even such a problem that even my manager started to say like we can't let them bring more bikes in because it was just covering like the hall. Anyone who lives in Manchester, in Fallowfield, I guarantee that if you ever had something robbed from your house, I guarantee it was by these guys because they were good at this. They'd go empty-handed and come back 2, 3, 4 bikes, all laptops, whatever it was, and iPhones and stuff. And then after that, it was like clockwork. They were all hungry as well, so they'd knock onto the basement part. So here's me, like, trying to sleep. Suddenly, there's, like, a homeless guy in the window of the thing, literally, like, a meter away from me, in the meter, the window of the door. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, bro, can you open up? I want to get some breakfast. He's got to walk through my bit to get to the kitchen, which is supposed to be locked at this time. We're not supposed to let them in. I don't even know why I did it, but I would just let them in all the time as well. So here's me, literally 4 a.m. This guy's just robbed someone. And here he is inside the same room as me. And then 10 guys walk past my room. And you know what's weird? These guys, they're thieves, they're drug addicts and stuff. They were super respectful. They'd walk in like, oh yeah, thank you for your work and everything. Oh yeah, like, oh, you're watching this thing. Oh, well, what are you working on today? Like, I'd be there with my laptop, which is the point of this video. So that was a quick side tangent in case you were interested. I've worked some weird fucking jobs. But anyway, here I am working on the laptop, night shift, 4 a.m. in this homeless accommodation, trying to make money online. And I'm trying the different business models that you've probably seen, copywriting. I didn't know about agency at the time, but I did hear about it from Iman. YouTube, coding, freelancing, making graphics and animations, rapping, dropshipping, flipping. I tried so many different businesses all at once. I actually went down the YouTube route. Now, I've made really good success with it. But what you may not have seen is that this path was very difficult. I sacrificed a lot to get to this point. And I'm not saying that in some like, woe is me kind of thing. I'm just saying that as like just a brutal fact. My like true fans who really know about my story, who have maybe met me in person, know the truth of this. I've sacrificed a lot. Like, so at that point, I was living out. I had moved out of the home. You know, I felt like an adult and everything. I had a girlfriend that I was living with. She was like a gamer girl that I used to play video games with. I was living like most guys' dreams. I gave all that up, split up with her, left my apartment, moved back home to my parents' house, which you can say is a bit of a hit to your ego. And suddenly I'm in my parents' house where, you know, we've had family problems. I felt like, you know, I'm the youngest child and everything. And I took all that as a hit to just come back and focus on YouTube. Since then, I ended 3 relationships, dating 3 girls, because it felt like they were like too much of a distraction away from my work here. I dedicated everything. I sacrificed a lot. I worked ruthlessly on YouTube day in and day out from May 2020 to this point, 3 years later. I haven't done many normal people, you know, nights out with drinking and drugs and stuff. I have done some, I won't lie to you, but yeah. I've had to learn how to hire people. But this is the case with YouTube. You know, I had to learn how to hire. I had to learn how to set up the product I'm selling, the sales page, get better at being on YouTube, be in the public eye, receive comments which are positive and negative. Everyone knows your life. So there's a lot that went into this, right? So what I'm saying is, becoming a YouTuber was very difficult. Now, when I really understood about this different business model that I'm going to teach you about today, I'm still glad that I became a YouTuber, but I'm not going to lie. I genuinely do think that what we're going to cover today is the best business model for complete beginners. You might think that I would have said that for YouTube. Not really. I think YouTube is not for like complete beginners. It can be, but I think YouTube is better for... I mean, you can still be a complete beginner, but if you're just going to start off with absolutely nothing, I actually really would recommend affiliate marketing. That's why I'm making this full guide. With total transparency, I'm making this full guide because I've just opened up my own affiliate program, which I think is very, very good, by the way. And so I benefit in some ways if you join that. And so that's why, obviously, I'm making this video. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, oh yeah, by the way, like... I'm self-interested, of course I am, like everyone else is. But at the same time, I think it would serve you well if you're a complete beginner, if you felt a bit directionless, you kind of like, you know, you're growing the YouTube channel maybe a little bit, but it's maybe a bit inconsistent, you're not really loving it, you kind of done it just because it was like something to try, and you're in that state that I was where you're literally just on the computer just trying to like try different things, and you'd be happy, you don't care what you do, you'd be happy making like $1,000 a month. Is the answer to that yes? You don't really care what you do, as long as it's not some like weird shit or like horrible stuff. If you made like $1,000 per month, it would probably transform your life completely, right? Affiliate marketing is the best way to do that. You know why? You don't need your own product. You literally sell someone else's product. You don't need to make your own sales page because they use their own sales page. You don't deal with like customer service things. You don't get your own customers or anything like that. You literally just sell someone else's product, which is already a good product. It's amazing. So imagine that story I told you about Jeffrey. Jeffrey's already got something that he likes, like this water bottle he drinks from. Someone asks Jeffrey, where's the water bottle from? I want to buy one. And Jeffrey gives them the affiliate link. Because when Jeffrey is, like, let's use a real example. When I'm drinking from this bottle, I'm actually selling it to you. Now, I'm a man of influence, right? There's lots of people who follow me. There's lots of people who want to be like more like me. And so when you naturally see me with anything, the bathrobe, the necklace, this, you, there's a fair percentage of people who watch who naturally will want the things that I've got. It's just how influence works, right? Now, if I start to describe, oh, by the way, you know, this bottle is, it's full stainless steel, so it's not estrogenic. You know what that's doing? When I mention something good about this bottle, I'm selling it to you. When you say something good about a product, you're actually selling it already. The point of the business model of affiliate marketing is that if you're selling something like that already, because I'm selling it to you, even if I'm not making any money, if I just tell you, yeah, this is a good bottle, yeah, I like it, it's, you know, it's just steel, it's better than a plastic bottle, you're more likely to buy it because I've just said that. I'm selling it to you, but most people will sell you something like that but not even make any money for it because, you know, it's just the nature. You just kind of say the things that you have are good. But most people will just stop there. The affiliate marketer realizes that anytime you talk about a product, you actually should get a cut of the sale. So the smart guy, instead of me just saying, yep, this is a nice bottle, it's estrogenic, I can say, yep, it's a nice bottle, it's estrogenic free. You can buy it with the link in the description. And that's just my affiliate link. And I get like $1 for every time someone buys this bottle, which is nice, right? Because I win because I've, one, got a product that I like. Two, I've just mentioned the product that I already like and I'm going to get a commission of the sale. And three, the guys who make the bottle and sell it, they've just got a sale they might not have because they didn't, you know, they didn't pay for this sort of advertisement beforehand. They didn't know you as the potential customer. You probably, chances are, you probably just weren't going to find their specific website just after this conversation without me mentioning it. But you went there specifically because I sent the link. So it's a win-win. Does that make sense? A lot of people think affiliate marketing can be seen as like some kind of scam. Like, this is a limiting belief that a lot of people had to begin with. Tate went viral a year or 2 years ago, and he made a lot of money from Hustlers University using affiliate marketing. And at the same time, so many people started to say, like, started to question it and say, oh, well, you know, it's a pyramid scheme, it's a scam. And when I saw all these like things online, when people were saying this and people were making videos, to me, it was like, I mean, probably to us, it was so common, it's so common sense to just look at it and just be like, it's affiliate marketing. This business model has been around for 10, 20 years. Amazon does it. PayPal does it. Some car companies do it. Some universities do it because it's just refer a friend system, right? It's just like, if you get me a customer, I should pay you a little bit for it. So if you have thoughts that affiliate marketing is like a pyramid scheme or something, it's not really. The difference in my perception of things, you are here, you like a product, you mention the product to someone and you make money from that. Why would you not want that? That's awesome. You make money, the product sells, so the product's like creator makes money, and the guy, the customer, gets what he wants. Perfect. That sounds good. That's affiliate marketing, where literally you just get paid by the guy who's like got the product. Pyramid schemes and multi-level marketing schemes are slightly more complex. It's kind of like, here's the person who makes most of the money. Someone new joins up, but this person really only makes money, not by just referring and, you know, affiliating for the product, but rather by recruiting new people and making them a part of this massive chain where everyone's recruiting more and more and more down the line. And then where every time you recruit someone and then they recruit someone, you make money from both of them. Does that make sense? So in like my perception of things is that multi-level marketing is more of a scam because you will join, and the way that you make your money is by getting people to join like the program with your link. And then specifically, you need to tell your people to get more people to join. And then when anyone sells a product, you make money from them, which is unfair because at that way, only the guy at the top wins because, you know, it keeps trickling upwards a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, till eventually gets to the highest levels, the first few people who are literally making like a small commission from everyone. And that's the multi-level. So that's like the issue. I assume pyramid scheme is kind of the same with that as well. It's essentially just like the guys at the top will make the most and everyone trickles down, making less and less. Affiliate marketing doesn't have the trickle-down effect. It's literally just, here's the creator, here's an affiliate, 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 here's an affiliate. What another affiliate makes isn't based on you. If another guy joins the program, it's not linked to you. You don't make money from another affiliate. And so it's just based on like, okay, here's your link, just get some sales. If you're gonna mention the product to someone, you may as well just give them your link because to the customer, they've got the link in front of them. So they just feel like, oh yeah, sweet, I can just click on the link. And if you're going to mention a good product, you should just get paid for it. You should. Like, you're helping sell it. So I just wanted to destroy that misconception because I think a fair amount of people did wrongly believe that affiliate marketing was like this shady thing. Bro, if PayPal are doing it, Amazon is very famous for doing it. We'll walk you through the process of actually setting this up and actually making real money from this because the average affiliate only makes like $4 a month or something disgraceful. My goal is to help you to get to $1,000 a month, and I don't even think it's like super difficult. To make $1,000, your first $1,000 from YouTube will take probably over a year. To make your first $1,000 in an agency, it's very random. It's like when you get your first client. Some people end up getting it in the first 1 or 2 months. Some people end up getting it after like 6 months or 7 months and you're just sending cold DMs to people and stuff. The issue with something like an agency, in my opinion, even though it's such a popular business model these days, it's like you're just starting from scratch constantly. You're just constantly just messaging people trying to get like a new client who's going to pay you. And it, you know, the whole business model is kind of shit in my opinion because like literally someone pays you and then you just get like some Indian or some Ethiopian or, you know, someone who's like charging a lot less. So it's like you're not actually some guy who's actually skilled or anything. It's just kind of drop servicing where someone's buying from you and then you just buy from the solo guy who's doing it, and then you're just like this weird arbitrage guy. I don't really like that business model. I'd rather just like do the work myself and get paid for it myself rather than my work tasks being to try and find someone who I can kind of like cheapen out with and give them 10 times less money than I'm being paid to do the task. Like, I don't know. I just think these other business models can be fantastic for certain types of people. I think affiliate marketing works for most people because you don't need anything to start up. You join the program like Amazon, go find the product that you like and start linking it to people. Easy. So this is the actionable step, first of all. Go and find the product / service / website that you already like and see if they've already got an affiliate program. So you can literally just search, for example, Amazon affiliates, ClickFunnels affiliates. By the way, like ClickFunnels has a very good affiliate program. Iman told me he makes, I think, 80 grand either a week or a month from his one affiliate video, and also he's got it in like inside of his course. ClickFunnels pays a lot. If you'd be a affiliate for ClickFunnels, I would probably go all in on that instead of like, the issue with Amazon is you get paid quite a small amount because, you know, people are going to buy like household products from you, and so you're going to sell them something like this, which is $15. You're going to get like $1 from this. So if you want to make a sizable amount, you would have to sell hundreds of these bottles per month, which is a little bit, it's quite difficult to do that. As a huge influencer, if I told everyone, yeah, everyone should get this bottle, sure, I could sell a few hundred in the first month, but even that's only a few hundred dollars for someone who's making like a lot more money. What I would suggest to you, go and find what's called higher ticket. That simply just means more expensive products. Instead of just choosing like the Amazon ones, which are all around you, which are, you know, the $1 ones, like, okay, here's a supplement or something. Here's this like, this thing that you use, this pack of pens, which is $6 and you make 57 cents. It's nothing, right? Instead of that, focus entirely on bigger products that are at least $100 or even more. ClickFunnels, it has fantastic. I'm going to just pitch you my affiliate program here. It's for Adonis School. I just set it up. You get half of what someone pays, which is of their join-up fee. So you get $250. That's how much you get when you get me a student inside of Adonis School. Do you see how that works in this like mutual handshake thing? You know people who would probably join. Eventually, they will see my videos and join just from my link and I'll get all the money. But if you kind of get in there first and tell them, oh, by the way, have you seen Hamza's on his school, by the way, bro? He's just going to join with this look, man. They'll join. It's $500 to join and then $99 a month after that. Of the $500, you get $250, I keep $250, and then I also keep the $99 a month after that. So you get $250 when you literally get someone to sign up, which, by the way, like, my sales page actually converts quite well. It's about 1%. So it's honestly, in my opinion, the single, like, the best affiliate program out there, better than ClickFunnels, better than Amazon, better than every other program, in my opinion. You can go find the data and go tell me if some different program's better that pays you more than $250, 50% of this $500 product. But I think it's amazing. There's a link in the description if you want to sign up. So how does this work? You found, let's say, the product that you want to affiliate for. Let's break down the math of how much money that you'll make. So we'll use mine as an example because I really want you to use that. One, because obviously I'm self-interested and because you will help me make money. But two, because I genuinely think it's an awesome, like, product for you to sell. The idea, which I'll walk you through, is you don't even need to make your own content, product, or anything like that. You've literally just take my link, you've got your link, and I'll walk you through the exact process to actually, like, get people to click on the link and to buy from you. But to get paid $250 is huge. I remember when Tate was going viral and his thing took over the internet. I think he was paying like $16 or $26 for his one. Sneeko, I believe, paid about the same amount. I'm paying 10 times that. 10 times. So how much money will you make? Let's break down the math. In general, it's very hard to say, but let's say you're going to go through it the way that, you know, the Tate method was, which you'll clip up the TikToks and everything. And, you know, you'll kind of post content which isn't yours. So let's say you want to affiliate for me, right? You'll find, I'll walk you through the step by step how to, like, click up the things, and you've got TikToks and stuff, right? Each TikTok you post, we can say that about 1% of people will click on the link that you have. So if 1% is very small, right? So only one, if you imagine 100 guys who watch your TikTok, only one of those guys will click on, like, the link that you've put in the bio or on the YouTube shorts, or you upload, like, an entire YouTube video. Only one person out of an entire 100 will just click on the link. But just clicking on the link's not enough, right? We need them to actually purchase it. Then when someone clicks on the link and they see my sales page, only 1% of those people will actually then go and actually to buy the product. So what this means, you need 100 people to just get a click, but you need 100 clicks to get one sale. That is, what is that? That's 10,000. So by this math, if everything is, like, obviously it's going to be different depending on your video, and it might be 700 people, it might be 70, you know, it's hard to say, but let's just say by this rough math, you would need 10,000 views on a TikTok or a YouTube short to get one sale. 10,000, it's somewhat like just overall. So if you upload 10 TikToks and on average they've got 1,000, you know, one's got 3,000, one's got 200, and on average it's got 10k, you could expect that every 10k views you get on one of these TikToks or shorts, you end up getting one sale, which is $250. Getting 10k views isn't super unrealistic. For beginners, it's kind of hard. You know, you will post your first TikTok and you'll get like zero views to begin with. It's just how things work. But it's not super hard. You've probably seen some TikToks which have got hundreds of thousands of views. And to make it even more fair and reasonable, let's times it by 5. And let's say it's 5 times worse at converting. So it's 50k views that you need on in total, like over these TikToks. Let's say you upload 10 TikToks. Over all 10 of them, you'd need about 50k views to get one sale. If we're being ultra safe, even then, I still think that's awesome, because you literally do see TikToks with hundreds of thousands of views. Imagine you make one that goes not even like viral with saying it's over 10 million or over a million views. A TikTok doing well is like 200k, 300, 400k views, right? A YouTube short getting like 400k views. It's kind of like, okay, nice. Yeah, that's pretty good. Sweet. Imagine you got 8 sales from that. Imagine you made 2k from posting a TikTok. And then that TikTok stays there. This is the power of affiliate marketing. When you get set up, and let's say you're doing it with TikToks and shorts and whatever, you know, the usual method that you've seen. Once you've got like the winning one that's, you know, performing really well and you're getting sales from it, that's just there as an asset on your profile. It's just getting you another sale every 4 days now. Then you look at the one that's performing well, you make more like that. And imagine after 3 months of doing this, suddenly you've got loads of them which are actually performing well. Loads are actually not getting any views at all. 1k views, 200 views. But there's some which have got 400k views. You get your first one that's hit 1 million views. And by our unreasonably reasonable, you know, we're saying, okay, let's make the conversion rate 5 times worse than what it is and say that you need 50k views. Instead of, it's closer to about 10k, but let's say 50k. If you got one which was 1 million, that's 20 sales. That's $5,000 you'd make from just posting this TikTok, making and posting the TikTok. You don't even need to make the content in the sense of like, you know, you don't need to be the one on camera. Because the beautiful thing of this, which I am surprised more people don't do this, is because you literally use, like for example, if you were going to do mine, you use my clips, which already perform well, to sell my product, which already converts well, to get customers for me who have joined my program, which already makes the customers happy. The work is mostly done for you. I just need you to just help spread the message. The same with ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels converts extremely well. Like, if I was you, the reason why I'm mentioning these two things, I would go, if I was listening to this, Younger Hamza, I would do both of these and ignore everything else. I would do my own Adonis School affiliate program, and I would do the ClickFunnels program. I would just do them two because they're both kind of similar on, like, they're for entrepreneurs. So this way you can make almost like an entrepreneur, make money kind of page on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and you've got like a niche. ClickFunnels is the software that people will use to sell their products. Adonis School, the thing that my program is like, where we teach entrepreneurs how to make money, how to be like more effective, have a better mindset, how to improve their sleep and everything. So it's two things that are linked together. If I was giving advice to Younger Hamza, I'd tell him, okay, forget all the other programs, just focus on these two. Nice and simple. Focus on these two. Sign up for the ClickFunnels one, because I think that's a really good one. Sign up for mine. And then just start posting. The reason why, for example, posting like an influencers affiliate one is way easier than ClickFunnels is because you literally can use my content to sell my product to get money for yourself. That's powerful, because the issue with Amazon, how are you going to sell someone this water bottle? When you really realistically think about it, are you going to record your own TikToks? Hey guys, you know, doing your dance, and then, you know, this water bottle's really nice, guys. Like, it's kind of difficult. If you're already an influencer like me, it's kind of easy. I just mention it and say, yep, it's what I use. It's kind of difficult if you want to do like an old school blog and you want to do, the top 7 water bottles that don't leak estuary. Okay, sweet. Chances are you don't already have a blog that's running, do you? This is why I think affiliating for influencer products is probably the best way. You can go find Sneeko's product, you can go find Tate's product, maybe I don't think Iman's got affiliates on his one. You can go and just use the person's content, which you already know performs well. Like, when you use a clip of mine on TikTok, it's like, it performs quite well. I believe you can't post like Tate on, or maybe even Sneeko on TikTok anymore, because they've went like a little bit too like anti-PC. And so I'm not sure if you can post theirs, but this is my idea. And obviously, like, I'm biased when I say this, but I do genuinely believe this is like a mutual agreement, like a mutual handshake of like, this is an awesome way for you to make money. So then the major issue with affiliate marketing that we need to cover is that you need to get people to click on your link. How do you actually do that? Because if you sign up to a program, you've got Amazon, you've got ClickFunnels, you've got mine, you sign up, put all your details in and stuff, and then you've got your affiliate link. That's just the start. Now you've got the link, which is awesome. It's like the first win. But then after that, you need the thousands of people to click on your link, right? So you've got the link, you need thousands of people to click on it. How do you do that? I think the best way is with social media. That's probably common sense for so many guys these days, because that's what you've seen as very popular. Before this, it used to be other ways. Before this, people would be affiliates just for their like sort of network in person, and you know, they'd mention it to people in real life. If you've got a lot of like real life friends that you want to try and sell to, you can do that, but probably not. Then people used to have like blogs and email newsletters and things. I think those things are kind of outdated. I think the best thing that you can do is get your link and focus entirely on posting stuff to social media to get people to click on it. Then the best way to then post onto social media, in my opinion, is actually like the Tate TikTok method. That's where you take the influencer's content, you clip up parts of the content which you know will perform well onto YouTube. And I'm going to explain soon how to clip up things very quickly without even editing, literally just by taking the YouTube link and posting it, like pasting it, and you'll get shorts from it, which is fucking incredible. It's like an AI software. But the idea is you do that with these influencer like bits of content, which you know is going to perform well on TikTok or Shorts. And you don't even have to post like TikTok or Shorts, by the way. You can repost like the entire video. You can post like a 5-minute version of one of my long videos. It's just a normal YouTube video. And eventually that will make you AdSense as well. As long as you don't pretend you're like the official, I'm going to make like a claim here. As long as you don't pretend you are me, as long as you make it clear that you've got a fan page, you can post my content. If you pretend that you are the official Hamza page, my team will take your shit down and we will take all of your affiliate payments and I will enjoy it all. And I will think that you're a fucking idiot. There's a few people who have done that. They've made like their page called like official Adonis School. And I emailed them like, are you taking the piss? Why the fuck have you wrote like official on your URL? Dumbass. So I just canceled his affiliate program. Fuck you. I don't care if you think I owe you like $500. Fuck you. If you're pretending to be me, get fucked. But you can post my content if you make it clear that you're a fan. I'm not asking for so much, right? If you literally, like, some motherfuckers have literally wrote official page of Hamza, we take their shit down. They worked on their page, like the guy on Spotify, he worked on it for like fucking 6 months, 9 months. If you pretend you're me, I will fuck you up. Don't pretend that you're me. This shit pisses me off because it's just fucking like human decency. If you're reposting my content, absolutely fine, get your bag. But if you pretend that you're me, I will fucking take all of your work from you. We will find you. Like, I'm just making this fucking warning because there's some dickheads out there that have literally wrote official page of Hamza. I'm looking at it like, are you a fucking dickhead, bro? Are you a dickhead? Boom. You do, like, copyright strikes are very powerful, bro. That Spotify playlist that you might have subscribed to before, the bigger Hamza one, it wasn't even by me. It was off this fucking dick who was pretending to be me. I was, like, in negotiation with him because I wanted to take control of it. He pissed me off. Boom, okay. Your entire fucking work over the last year has just been eliminated. It's just gone. I'll make my own now. The same with, like, I see some people with Adonis School saying, like, oh, official Adonis School, fuck you. If you write official, if you write this is Hamza or some bullshit, bro, I don't give a fuck. If you've got a sale, I'm keeping that shit, bitch. Thank you for the 250, bitch. But if you make it clear that the way that you're doing this, whether it's with Shorts or YouTube videos or TikToks or even Spotify, if you make it clear that it's a fan page and that you're being an affiliate for me and that you are not Hamza, use my content. Use it. Make your money. You'll make quite a lot of money from doing this. If you write affiliate, if you write official anywhere in the URL, in the page, if you pretend, if you speak in as if you are me, if you write, and that's, you know, my program affiliate, Adonis of School or some bullshit, I will take whatever work you've done. I'm just making this as a fucking warning, and I hope like some dickheads see this, because like this online impersonation, like there's little fucking 18-year-olds who just don't understand like common mutual respect. I wouldn't pretend to be you. You shouldn't pretend to be me. You can just tell people the truth and just say like, oh yeah, like I'm an affiliate for Hamza's product. Yep, this is a fan page. Like no one's going to see, oh, this is a fan page. I mean like, oh man, I'm going to report. Like, do you know what I mean? It's fine to just say that. But a few guys I sent one like an abusive email. I was like, are you taking the piss? Why the fuck is your URL for the affiliate? Like he was a smart guy as well. But I was like, are you taking the piss? Why the fuck is it official Adonis School? Are you the official person? No. Change the URL right now and you're not going to get access to the affiliate pro. He changed it fast, so he's a good guy. But still, it pissed me off, man. That's a quick little side tangent. Don't piss me off with this. I'm literally helping you make money with my own program here. If you pretend you're me, I will not pay you. If you've made any money, I'm not going to fucking pay you because you're pretending to be me. At that point, I'm keeping the fucking money, dickhead. So don't pretend to be me. Don't impersonate me. You can make like a profile, which is, you know, like, oh, Hamza Shorts. Just write fan page. That's it. Literally, that's it. Don't sell bullshit pretending to be me. There was another thing. I know I'm going on a rant, but just in case these are interesting, because this shit gets me pissed, right? There was another. This is why I had to remake like the social media pages, because people were pretending to be me on Instagram and on TikTok. There was this motherfucker who had loads of followers, like 100k followers, saying official page of Hamza, and he was selling his own fucking like jaw exercise product, like this like chewy shit that you like you chew. It's a scam product. It doesn't work, but like you kind of chew on it to pretend to get like a stronger jawline. It doesn't actually work. It's been shown so many times, products like that don't work. And he's like, official Hamza, like a page of Hamza. And this motherfucker was smart. He clipped up videos of me to perfectly make it seem like I was talking about his product, where I was, for example, saying like, I was talking about mewing, saying it makes your jaw better. And he just edited it in a way that the video starts and you see me go, this makes your jaw better. Click on the link in the description now. It's like, there's a cut in the middle when I'm talking about something else. And it's his fucking product. And I was like, bro, you're getting fucked, bro. Me and my team will fucking and boom. He worked on it for like an entire year. Maybe he got some sales in the meantime. Done. Imagine if he just said fan page. Imagine if he literally just said, oh, this is what Hamza said about mewing, about like, you know, this product or something. And here's my product, which is kind of similar to that. Boom. Okay, sweet. Sell your product, bro. Why the fuck are you pretending to be me? It's just a quick side tangent. Don't impersonate me. You can use my content however you want. Just don't impersonate me. Make it very, very clear. If my team does like checks and everything, we have like an employee for this. If he doesn't see it within about 5 seconds that it's a fan page, we'll take the shit down. And it happens very quickly these days. I'm actually very impressed. I thought it was going to be like a headache to take the Spotify one down. The moment we signed the copyright details, I don't know how it works, but like the guy did it for me. Within, I think, 24 hours, I saw the first comments on YouTube. Like, oh, Hamza, did you delete your own Spotify? I was like, bro, it wasn't mine, man. The guy had like a fucking so many followers as well. It wasn't even me. It was like this fucking guy pretending to be me, man. He's a dickhead as well. I spoke to him. Fucking prick. Right. Apologies for the quick rant. So the best way then, I think, to do the social... Apologies for the rant, man. I just fucking swear a lot. But doing the TikTok, like the tape method, I actually do think that's a fantastic way to be an affiliate these days. For like ClickFunnels, it might be, or, you know, products like that, like the water bottle or, you know, things from Amazon, might be a little bit more harder because you're going to have to find a way to kind of talk about those products. It'd be a bit hard for you to like sell ClickFunnels with maybe a video of me. So you might need to make your own video, be on camera, and you grow as like a YouTuber who talks about ClickFunnels. But then at that point, it's kind of like you're just a YouTuber at that, do you know what I mean? So the better way, in my opinion, is that you, like, I do think selling influencer products is actually better. And then it's one, because you're selling someone, like, for example, you might like me, so you already kind of know my vibe and everything. But two, the powerful part of the modern affiliate marketing, selling influencer products, you know, influencer just kind of means like a YouTuber, for example, is that you know that my videos convert, my videos get views, you know it, you see it on YouTube, you see it on TikTok. For that reason, that means that you could get quite a lot of traffic to your link by just reposting my content. You know that, you know, that's like, that's not even like a big promise. It's just like, you know, my TikToks get views on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. The same with like Tate and Iman and Sneeko, because these guys have already grown. So I think that going the affiliate influencer route, posting reposting the content is a very powerful way. How exactly should you repost the content? There's two ways. People used to snip up the content and then post it to TikTok and YouTube Shorts, and that can work quite well. And then also, I'm surprised no one's done this. Maybe there's, don't count me on this, but this is just a theory of mine. Another way to do it could literally just be to download, for example, my YouTube videos. Download the full YouTube video and just repost it with like a new title. Make it clear that, like, call your YouTube channel Hamza fan page, Hamza, you know, like, you know, Hamza's fan page, Adonis School fan page, something like that. So it's very clear that it's not me. Because if people are commenting like, oh, is this the real Hamza? You fucked up. Because if my person sees that people are commenting underneath your videos, like, oh, is this Hamza? Hamza, why are you posting stuff like this, bro? It's like, it's not clear enough that it's a fan page, which means that we're going to take it down. If you make it very clear, you can literally repost my entire video, which means you don't have to edit or anything. You can just download my video, the popular ones, which you know already get views, repost it with a different title. I won't copy strike it unless if you've not made it super, super clear that it's a fan page. Your username can be Hamza fan page. That in the description of every video can be Hamza fan page. In the comment of every, if you want to be super safe, you could literally just go to that level, which will take you 10 seconds per video. And you can literally just, I'm literally giving you permission to repost my entire videos, which you already can see which ones have got a lot of views. Just change the title. Maybe you don't even change the title, honestly, but like, I would assume changing the title to something slightly more clickbait might even get you more views, or it might not. You could maybe keep the same title. I'm pretty sure YouTube won't automatically take it down. They send us like somewhat of a notification to show, oh, this is like a 100% copy of your video. Do you want to take it down? I'll tell my team to, like, oh yeah, just have a look at them. If his name doesn't have like fan page or something similar to that, then yeah, destroy his fucking channel because he's a dickhead. But if it does, if he's made it clear that he's a fan, no one's commenting thinking that it's me, yeah, sure, let him. He's got the affiliate link. Yeah, sure, he's getting us some sales. Sweet. You could maybe even just download the entire video. I don't think many people have done that. Everyone's been focused on the TikTok stuff instead. To do the TikTok stuff, it used to be the case about a year or 2 years ago that you would go and actually like sift through, like for example, like a tape podcast, you'd sift through all of it, take out the bits where he's being, you know, like really, really like aggressive or he's saying something. You'd clip out that in an editing software, then post those. That's like an old way, and I don't even think anyone should do it that way. There's literally AI software that will do that for you now. All you have to do with no editing software is paste the link in the AI software. There's one that I'll link in the description of this video. You can go have a play around with. You might need to pay for it. Obviously, like with something like a software like that, you're gonna need to pay like $20, $30, $40 a month or whatever it is. And when I used it just to check, I literally pasted a video of mine, did nothing else, and it made 9 shorts with captions straight away. And it actually picked out the bits of like heightened emotions. It was very, very powerful. Suddenly I've got 9 shorts to post within a minute of work, which usually that would take about an hour. Very powerful. Get that, post it to the TikTok, shorts, maybe do the full one. And you can also, for example, write tweets. So you can even use Twitter if you want to be more of a writer instead. Let's say, for example, you've got a men's self-improvement Twitter page or maybe Instagram or something. And you can post content, like your own content. Let's say it's Twitter and you like talking, right? So you literally post like, you know, your normal tweet. You've been growing this Twitter page. It's got 5,000 followers. You've been, you know, sharing quotes from Marcus Aurelius. You've been writing like these other things. And, you know, you're kind of interacting with your audience, but you're this like hidden person. You don't show your face. Then, for example, you can just post a link to like my program, to ClickFunnels, you know, and if you've already been growing a social media, it's absolutely perfect for affiliate marketing because people already like you. You've already got some traffic built up. So then if I'm just imagining if you've got like a self-improvement Twitter page, which has got 2,000 followers, and you just, you know, post things about like, oh, Andrew Huberman said this, and, you know, this is my advice, and, you know, don't be weak, men, stuff like that. You can end up just writing a thread about what the product you're affiliating for is, like what the benefit is, not the product, but like what the reason people buy it. So for Adonis School, it's for entrepreneurs to come together, to build their businesses together, and also to become like a more effective entrepreneur. So you could, on Twitter, you could write like a thread of like 9 ways to become a more effective entrepreneur. Number 1, make sure you sleep well. Number 2, you know, eat the right diet, which isn't going to give you inflammation and stuff. And, you know, people don't realize how important these kinds of things are for your work. Everyone thinks that you need the next productivity hack, when really you just need to eat foods that don't have inflammation in your body. And then, okay, and, you know, once you've done that, you can say, okay, you know, that was the thread, and by the way, if you want to join the community where I learned this, here's a link. Boom. That would be a fantastic like organic way for you to get some traffic to your link. So an actionable step right here, if you really want this video to help you and you really want to take part, this is an actionable step. That's the most important one. Post one piece of content. I've linked the AI software. You can go play around on that. I believe you do have like a free trial you can try, and just post like a YouTube link. You can maybe use this one or whatever. Post the link and then just see what happens with it. Maybe post to Instagram, maybe post to Twitter. Post one piece of content right here, right now, and include your link that you've got. So by now you should already have like, you know, the affiliate link. If not, that can be another actionable step. I should have said before actually that before the previous actionable step was supposed to be to get the link as well, not just to look. But get your affiliate link, whether it's with my program or ClickFunnels or Amazon, wherever it is, get the affiliate link. That already feels like a small win. Post one piece of content to any social media of your choice and include the link in the description, the bio, whatever. Right now, you might be wondering, wait, which social media should I post to? And the answer to that I always give is, ask a question. Which social media do you consume on? Which social media do you actually use the most? And you might say, well, YouTube. Post on YouTube then. Don't be posting on fucking LinkedIn and Pinterest when you don't even understand those platforms. When you're on YouTube for like 4 hours a day, you understand YouTube quite well. You probably kind of know which kind of posts will get, you've probably got a bit of an insight and intuition to what posts well on YouTube. If you've never used TikTok before, probably don't use it for this. You'd be so much better off by actually just choosing the social media that you actually use. Right now, you might be getting FOMO, aren't you, thinking, oh, but what, you know what, if I post it to TikTok, if I post it to all of them, I might get more sales. Not really. Because it's the same as growing on YouTube. Imagine if a guy who's grown on YouTube was also posting to LinkedIn every day. He was also posting to TikTok and Twitter every single day, posting to every page, thinking, oh, but you know, I'll get some followers on each one. No. The idea is like just focus on one so you can actually get good at it. It's the exact same with affiliate marketing. You don't need to repost it everywhere, because for the step four of this full guide, I just wanted to reemphasize, one, you don't even need your own content. You don't need to record it or anything. But two, with this strategy, I really think what's going to happen for you, one platform is going to give you most of the affiliate sales. What that means is, let's say you do start posting to a few different platforms. You're posting to YouTube and TikTok. You're posting the same videos, you know, it's clips of me or it's clips of like E-Man talking about ClickFunnels, and it just links to your ClickFunnels affiliate link or something, you know, something like that. And you'll realize that most of your sales are coming, or like most of your views are coming from TikTok. Your average TikTok gets like 4,000 views, 10,000 views, and YouTube's only getting like 200. The low tier people here, the bad entrepreneurs, the bad affiliate marketers, will start wondering why YouTube's not going so well. They'll be asking questions about it. I'm always surprised when that happens. When you've got something that's going well, focus all in on that. Stop trying to focus on like the other thing that's not even paying you, like, you know, giving you a return on investments. Destroy the other thing and just focus on the thing that's going well. You will find one platform will give you most of the sales. Only do that one. You might think, oh, but I've had like, you know, you might get one sale from a different one, for example. This might happen to you in the future. The issue is that if you open up your brain to multiple different platforms, you will be worse on all of them. There's just one platform that you will make most your money on, and you'll make so much more money if you just focus on that one platform and get good at it and learn it and spend more time on it and, you know, maybe watch video tutorials on it rather than diverting your brain, because the platforms are very different to each other. So my advice is, first, start with the platform that you actually consume on, and just post on that and forget all of the other ones. A lot of guys like to like just post them to everywhere, and they often don't get many good results. If you use TikTok at all, post them all on TikTok. Don't even think about YouTube Shorts for now. Then in the future, once you've got like 10, 20 sales and you've got good at TikTok and you've got like, you know, a system going, then you can maybe start posting to YouTube a little bit, and you'll probably find that you're getting no results from YouTube. So it's like, it's not even worth your time. You might get a couple of sales over the next few months, but you'll kind of lose sales on TikTok because you weren't focused on it. Do you see how this works? This is just like almost basic advice which we can use for all parts of life. You'll make more progress in just one thing than in that one thing if you do another thing. Does that make sense? Like, you'll make more progress if you just focus on this one thing rather than if you've got two things you need to focus on. So if there's one thing that's working, go all in on that. You must destroy the mindset that you have that there might be a benefit for you to like post everywhere. That's the downfall which I've seen of most guys who get to this stage. You've got your affiliate link, you're excited for this, you've posted your first piece of content, right? You should literally have posted your first piece of content. If you're still watching this and you're not, and you're thinking, oh, I'll do it after the video, just pause the video and just go post one piece of content. It doesn't need to be good, remember? Like, the idea behind this is, like, you're not even posting your own content, so it doesn't matter. But if you've got, like, a short of me, which is somewhat cropped off a bit and the text is slightly wrong, for your first post, you could literally just post it anyway, just because you need the psychological benefit of feeling like you're making some progress, rather than the level of perfectionism of like, no, but it's not perfect yet, and then you end up never posting it. So it's very important for you to already have posted your first piece of content right here as you listen to these words. If not, you can pause the video and just go post one. It doesn't need to be good. To make more progress from this point, post 5 times a day. every day. Discipline yourself to doing that. This is not totally passive, sure, and you might think, oh man, I'm just going to find something that's passive. Bro, nothing's passive. If you're looking for passive income, you're a bit of a pussy because everything is just active income. You can make a lot more money if you actively work on it rather than trying to set up something that's passive. And eventually this becomes like passive enough that an old TikTok starts, you know, still getting you sales. But the idea is you should be actively, as a young man, you should be actively working hard all day, really. You know, obviously, rest, sleep well, exercise. But you've got time. Like, what the fuck are you, like, wasting your time for anyway? So 5 posts per day, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, or Twitter, any of these you can post. And literally just keep posting consistently. Expect your first sale within the first month, which can seem kind of long, but that's like a broad range. Some people genuinely get their first sale in, like, 3 days. It could be you, by the way. It's a little bit random when you're posting the TikToks. In fact, don't listen to the last sentence I just said. It's a little bit random. That's like little bitch advice. You should have the mindset that it is not random for you to get views. It serves you so much more if you don't believe, like most people do, that getting views on TikTok or your short blowing up is just random. Don't believe that, and rather think that there is real data to prove, like, you know, a real cause and effect to induce a video performing well. The guys who struggle with this believe that all you've got to do is like just post the TikTok and just kind of forget about it. The guys who do well start to really like autistically think, okay, how do I slightly improve every one that I make? Can I change the font? Can I make sure the font is perfect? Can I make sure that the captions that come on are like the exact right words? You might see some TikToks that blow up that don't follow like, you know, good practices. It's got the captions that have got like the wrong word on or something like that. Either way, it serves you more to think to yourself that you'll make more money in this if you improve your system and the content that you post. And so just work on that. Post the, you know, the discipline yourself to post the 5 TikToks, which is kind of nice because that's kind of like your work task. When you wake up, that's like the thing that you've got to check off every day, which is kind of cool because that's like how you're going to make money now. Whether you're in school or you're working a job, you discipline yourself every single day like a habit tracker. Post my 5 pieces of content every single day. And if you discipline yourself to do that for an entire month, in the month, you're certainly getting a sale. It would be super surprising for anyone to not get the sale. Honestly, I'd be expecting you to get multiple sales in the first month, which probably means you've just made your first 1K, like in the first month of doing this. After that, you can truly scale this up. There are some affiliates who are making a lot of money, but there's some like young guys who are consistently making 2, 3, 4K a month just from this, what you're seeing here. And those guys who are making that money, by the way, are affiliating for products where they get paid $20, $25, $26 per sale. With my program, you're getting paid $250. So I apologize for, like, you know, like plugging my own thing so much, but you can probably kind of see, like, you know, there might be one lone guy in the comments who's, oh, but Hamza's scamming because he just wants people to go onto his program. It's like, yes, I do want people to go into my program because it would benefit me. Of course I do. I'm not lying to you. But you can see why I'm telling you, like, it's a no-brainer to do it for my program, because you'll get paid $250 per sale instead of $25, instead of $1 for the bottle. And it converts the same. Do you see? I'm not sure how long that will last because, you know, when everyone starts rushing to it. But right now, like, it's not saturated at all. There's not many affiliates who are actually, like, doing my product. There's a few guys who've already made over $2,000, which is awesome to see. They're young guys. They're, like, 15 years old. One guy, he started, and the next day, he got his first $250, and he posted it inside of the community, like, super happy. And finally, one last quick plug. If you want to learn more about affiliate marketing, but also, you kind of are interested in the things I said about Adonis School, you can actually join that actual Adonis School. And inside of that, you'll learn even more about affiliate marketing. You get all the other things, you get to go on to calls with me, and I teach you about YouTube. And yeah, just it's a really, really good place for entrepreneurs. And if you're into affiliate marketing, there's a whole like micro community inside of Adonis School who are all doing this, sharing their tactics. If you learn like one thing in there, it's probably paid for yourself very easily. So that's a very quick plug. I hope you appreciate this video. It's kind of a bit different from the videos I usually do, but I just wanted to kind of give this advice because for younger Hamza, who's 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, he wanted to kind of be a YouTuber, but he just wasn't going to do it because there's so much like daunting feeling before you turn on the camera. You think that you look a little bit ugly on camera. You think that, you know, you don't speak well, you're not experienced. There's so many limiting beliefs when it comes to YouTube. I genuinely, like, I'm saying this honestly, I really do think affiliate marketing may be the best business for young guys who have got like no real experience so far, who just want to make a few hundred dollars or maybe $1,000 a month online. simply because you don't need your own product, you don't even need your own sales page, you don't even need your own content. That's powerful, isn't it? That's why I've wanted to make this video, because I know that 18-year-old younger Hamza, if he actually followed this advice, I think he would have made a few hundred dollars a month, and I think that would have probably changed his life. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!